And we're live!
Whoa!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another podcast of Masters of the Galaxy. I'm Brian, and I'm here with my boys, Josh and Andrew. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Don't worry.
Not much. Yeah, he's got his little roboto going on today. You have a game you want to speak about, so why don't we just jump right into that?
You want to talk about the Conan game first? Okay. So,
yeah, let's go. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I know Josh is a huge Conan fan. I think you're probably pretty much a Conan fan too. I mean,
yes.
Those who like He-Man seem to gravitate towards, you know, Conan, whether it be Robert E. Howard or Arnie Schwarzenegger.
I like the Jason Momoa one.
That was okay.
It was good. It was okay. It was pretty good.
People hated on it, and I'm like, dude, it was better than the old one, and then they want to skin me alive.
Well, it had problems. It had problems, but I'm not gonna say it wasn't a really cool barbarian flick, but for it to be called Conan, I think was a bit much because there's some mythology that it didn't take into account.
Yeah, I agree. But this is better than the other one with the guy with the talk like this, with the kind of chopper.
True.
I kind of liked that. I liked his accent. I thought it kind of gave the character something in that movie.
No,
I don't know.
It sounded like Conan was from fucking Austria. That's what it sounded like.
Pretty much where he's from.
He was, technically.
Really?
I mean, he's a Cimarron. Yeah. Who knows what they sound like.
You two are bullcrapping me, aren't you?
No, that's where he's from.
No. I'm not believing either of you. I'm going to research this.
Good. I'm pretty sure that's where he's from.
All right, guys. They're teaming up on me. Y'all guys out there listening, you better.
He is from there. He is.
You better clarify.
It doesn't matter. All right. So this is a new game from Funcom. Funcom previously put out Age of Conan MMO a couple of years ago. And that thing is awesome, but who has time for an MMO? I mean, like, literally, I don't.
What is an MMO for those that don't know?
It's a massive multiplayer online game. So it means if you and me join the same game, we would play with Josh and, like, 100 other thousand people on the server.
Okay. So you get pretty hectic then.
It can get pretty awesome, but I mean, you have clans and you have people that you want to play with every day. I don't have time for an every day. You what?
Age of Conan died terribly, though. Well, what I understand.
It's actually still going, but yeah, it's not living. It's not doing great anymore. I mean, it hasn't been great for several years. It became a free to play, pay to play, or from pay to pay to free to play. I don't know. It doesn't matter, but the guys have been working on a new game. It's very much like Ark, and it's called Conan Exiles. And in the game, you can play single player.
I like it already.
You can play multiplayer. You operate on the same server. You can make slaves or thralls, they call it. You can build castles, kill things.
Oh, my.
You know, also on top of it, though, this big thing that's in the game right now, when you create your character, is they have a nudity scale. So, like, you can have nudity in the game, which is cool. And, like, they have a sliding scale for your dong.
Really?
For your breasts. So you can go, like, all giant or you know, really, really small.
Right, and, right.
You know, and when you start the game, you start bare-ass naked. So you're like...
Really?
You're like, crap, I gotta find clothing. And if you're playing with other people, they're gonna be like, dude, put some clothes on already. Or you, like, walk up to other people, and you're like, dude, avert your eyes. My head's up here. And
or worse, I just can't wait for the Baron's chat in this game. I'm just saying.
So, I was playing online, and I had to show my girlfriend, and she was like, dude, it's like a giant finger. It was just weird. It was just absolutely weird. But
so you see this thing flapping in the wind while you're playing.
Oh yeah, flapping when there is no wind too. It's weird. But the game's really well thought out. I actually was trying to explore
And I'm starting to worry about you, Andrew.
I was starting to explore the world in-game, and when I was playing, I didn't want to take my clothes, because, you know, if I die, you lose everything. So I put all my clothes in my fort that I built, and so I was walking around naked, and I found a rhinoceros, and I'm like, dude, that's a rhinoceros, only for it to start attacking me, and hyenas got me, and it was a big death. It was pretty funny, though.
Oh, so you died?
Oh yeah, completely. the game is super hard. Like, you're gonna die 100 times before you figure out what the heck you're doing.
Have this image of Ace Ventura when he was coming out of the back of that pretend rhino.
Yeah, yeah, basically. But no, it's a pretty fun game.
I tried to download it. I couldn't find where to download it. It's on
Steam. It's on Steam. It's a Steam game. It's a PC game. They're going to do it on Xbox One, but I'm sure the nudity will be completely wiped from a console game. It's fun, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it
could have a mature rating, maybe, you know, and keep it.
Probably not. I mean, there's a lot of penis. There's a heck of a lot of penis or a lot of breasts. So, you know, go figure.
So, what you're saying is you really, really enjoy this game.
Really, really. I wanted to be playing it right now, but we got to do a podcast, so. Go figure.
This makes me giggle way too much. I am a 12-year-old.
It's a fun game. All I can say is it's a really fun game.
I bet.
The same style was used in a game called Ark, and Ark is essentially like a Jurassic Park, only you have clothes on. You can't take them all the way off. But
so it's Ark, less fun for you then.
Yeah, less fun for me. You know, no, actually, Ark is a challenging game. I mean, they have T-Rexes roaming islands, and you have to try to live and build your fort. I was getting murdered even more often in that one. So this one's, it's still brand new. The game's still being worked on and still getting updates. But there's a lot to look forward to in this game.
Do you actually play other players, or are you playing against the game itself?
So I think it's both.
Yeah, it's both. You're playing against the environment and versus other players, but you can make clans and partner up with people.
It's still a multiplayer game then.
Yeah, it's still a multiplayer game, and you can still play with, like, 64 people on a map, so you can still do that. Wow. Like, last night, I was playing by myself, and then...
You're playing with yourself?
Yeah, basically. And then my friend is going to join at some point in time, because I've got two friends that are going to join. You know, again, clothing mandatory in this game. but no, it's
How does your girlfriend feel about this?
Oh, she was laughing. She wanted to create a character, actually. She wanted to explore the breast physics in the game.
I love how you just bypass everything I'm saying and don't even throw me the slightest.
Man, you're just making innuendo. Go for it.
That's all I'm doing.
So you got like huge fake boobs in the game too? Like,
If you're a female, they have a same sliding bar. So you can go in pretty small or pretty gigantic.
Wow.
My question is more along the lines of, can you change your height, muscular?
Weight, muscular, you know, frame. You can do all that stuff. Again, the game is still in progress, so they had a couple sliding scales that weren't great. But you can change the bridge of your nose, how long it is, how short it is.
Like Skyrim?
Yeah, it's essentially Skyrim with a few less sliding bars. And obviously they have a genitals bar, you know, so you can... build up.
My question is this then. Like, is that, you know, when you go into an unmodded Skyrim game, everybody's like fucking filthy and dirty and nasty.
Skyrim
ugly.
Single player.
Yeah, I'm talking about like when you do your face and you look at other people, like NPCs in the map, everybody looks like dirty and filthy and shit. Is that what this – does this look like that too?
Yes.
Because one thing that bothered me about Skyrim is, like, I don't want to walk around dirty.
Okay, so I haven't encountered any humans in the game that don't want to kill me automatically.
It's like their first response, huh?
Yeah, their first response is like, oh, yeah, let's play him.
Hold on a second. You're talking as if that That's not normal. I mean, I go through that every day. I don't understand.
Well, if you kill other humans, you can actually butcher them to make up some human meat to cook up yourself if you want to.
Ew, that's disgusting. Yeah.
But
sustenance.
Yeah, sustenance. No. You can also eat bugs in that game. That like there's grubs and stuff.
Well,
you can...
I've eaten cicadas.
Oh my god, I hate those things.
I bet you do.
Stand.
Every 7 years.
Oh my god.
Cicadas.
Yeah, that's kind of disturbing, dude.
I mean,
rattlesnake, shark, cicadas, scorpions, human. Crawfish. It depends on your definition, because I did bite someone once so hard that I tore a chunk out of them. And some
oh my god!
Did
wait, Mike Tyson?
No, I was 4 foot tall.
Yum.
Getting assaulted by three football players, and I had to defend myself. So
we bit them.
Because I could not hurt them other ways, I bit. And that dude has a scar for the rest of his life.
It's one way to leave an impression.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bitches don't know about my bite.
So this game must be fairly new then. I mean,
this game came out a couple days ago. It came out on the 1st.
Oh, wow, yes. So it's really new. It's a week old.
Yeah, so it's a week old, and the game is still an early alpha, so the game is not officially out. It's basically you can play it as a early build, kind of to see if you like it. But inside the game, you can build weapons, you can build things, you can build the Stygian sword. If you know anything about Conan, they've got that cool hook sword,
and you
can make that. Oh my god! And they've got
that's really cool.
And then depending on what race you choose, you can choose all the Hyborian races. Like they've got all the different man races,
like the Stygian people.
Yeah, you can pick. You can pick any one of the different races from the Conan stories, including Cimarrons, whatever they're called.
Aren't those guys that shave their teeth so that they're pointy so they can eat flesh better?
They're in the game. They're definitely in the game. I think you can even be one of them if you want to. You can also sacrifice people to the gods. They've got like Krom and Mitra. You can sacrifice things like it's just so fun. I'm glad I'm talking to y'all right now, but I'm also wishing I'd rather be playing the game. I'm not gonna lie.
Before we went on the air, you guys were talking about figure two. They made a He-Man character.
It was a video the dude did, and he made He-Man as his character. It didn't look exactly like He-Man, but it was pretty cool.
You can make the mullet. Like, the mullet's easy to make in the game.
Okay.
That's not a mullet. That's not a mullet. That's a bowl cut.
Bowl cut, sorry. I mean, you can also make Conan. Yeah. It's easy to make, like, your favorite Conan in the game or whatever you want to. And you can name your character whatever you want to. And you start literally in the desert. You start in the desert where there's nothing around and you have
to
survive.
And you're crucified.
Yeah, actually, you wake up on a cross and you have to crawl back to civilization.
You get cut down by Conan,
really?
I think. Yeah, Conan cuts you
down. Is he in the game itself or no?
He's in the game.
You only see him in the beginning.
Yeah, he cuts you down and it's up to you to survive.
And he's like, fuck you, I'm going. I'm like, shit, dude. You could have at least just like given me some water.
And you know what else is kind of big is what they have on there is it's got, you have to drink water to survive. So if you don't drink water, you will, die of thirst. If you don't eat food, you will die of hunger.
Right.
And if you eat, like, raw meat, you will get sick and probably die.
I don't like that level of micromanagement.
It's pretty fun. When you set the mode up, though, when you make your own map or when you put your own map together, you can set how that is.
Wait, you get to make your own map?
Well, you don't get to make your own map. So you can bypass some of that stuff. Like they have a leveling system too. Before you can make swords, you have to level up enough to earn the swords, right? So you can set up the experience bar really short, so it just levels you up like that. I started the map by myself, and I leveled up like 10 times in the first 5 minutes. I was pretty happy.
How much was this game?
It's like $30, I think. $30 on Steam. I'm really liking it. I actually can't wait to, you know, record some of it so I can upload it. I mean, people are already uploading, you know, videos on YouTube.
Right.
It better be uncensored.
That's where you're serving
don't,
He-Man,
don't
right?
Don't chicken out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if you're a He-Man fan, this is, like, right up our alley. It's a truly barbarian game that's fun to play right now. I mean, we could see, you know, later on. It's first person. I've been building stuff. I love to build stuff. I built, like, this huge fortress. And
did you play Minecraft, too?
I did play Minecraft.
I knew it.
Yeah. I love to build stuff. So, in the game, I'm gathering resources to build, like, you know, a castle. On the edge of the desert.
And you're
right.
Still
well,
naked.
Come
you don't
in time
have pants
anyway.
Yet, and you're worried about a castle. Yeah.
I'm what?
Said you're naked and you're worried about a castle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, basically.
Long game, dude. Long game chess, not checkers.
It's pretty fun.
It sounds like it's fun. It sounds like it's really be something up, you know, a Masters of the Universe collectors alley, you know. It definitely sounds
like
something.
I could see us doing a Masters of the Universe League guild in that game.
And you know what else? I just thought about it. Oh, well, go for it. Yeah, league game. Yeah, we could totally do a Master Universe League game. I was going to say that they're going to probably make mods to make it like whatever, you know, barbarian style you want. I mean, you can actually get a mount. You can mount yourself like a cat. So why not make a battle cat in He-Man?
Or you can get mounted by a rhinoceros.
I was reading this the other day that He-Man and Skeletor might actually be in the next Injustice 2 video game.
Oh, dang.
Oh, God, I'm buying it. If that's true.
It's the guy in charge of making the game hasn't denied it or said it's true yet, but,
I'm not getting my hopes up with that shit.
We'll see what happens. I mean, it's something on. I mean, if in fact they're in it, I'll probably get it.
Yeah, if they're in it, I'll get it. If they're not, I'm not really interested. I played the version on my phone.
I tried to play Injustice. I gave up on it.
And it's just, you know, tapping and swiping.
Right.
I don't have to put a lot of effort into it. And if I die, I die, and I just come back. And if I've got to do something, I can put down my phone. I don't have to, like, sit there and just pay attention to it. I don't have to, you know, monopolize the TV for it. It's just better for me to play, you know, iPhone games.
Makes sense.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, like I said, the guy, I forget his name, he hasn't denied it, but he hasn't said yes to it yet. But hopefully that'd be something to look forward to. And
maybe we'll get
not
a movie too. Wink.
yeah, right. And hopefully it's not something that you buy the game and then you have to buy the friggin' add-on pack or whatever.
I would buy the add-on pack to get them if they had them.
But it's a definite thing.
Right, if it's a definite thing, but I'm not buying it till it's, you know, it's definite, you know.
I mean, I bought that video game, I forget the name of it, Toy Soldiers. I don't even know how to get the game started. Because
that game's absolutely terrible, dude. Everybody who's ever played it has told me.
I don't even know how to get it going. I have it. I can't even get it started. I have no idea how to play it. I would love to get it going.
Yeah. Well, speaking of get it going, guess what I got?
What'd you get?
Got an unveiling to do on the show.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's right.
One at Walmart. It was sitting alone on a shelf, lonely looking. And I said, come
here,
my
pretty. Was it in the display box or was it completely by itself?
No, it was completely by itself. The display box was even gone. Apparently someone had come and bought the entire display box, took the box home, and one was left behind something.
Yeah, hopefully you get Tila. That'd be nice.
I hope so. That's the one I really, really want above all of them. But I'm pretty sure I'm probably just going to get, like, Mechanic or something.
Yeah. Well, you don't have any of them anyway, right? So it's a it's
no,
a
no,
bunch of
no.
A
I don't
win,
have
so
any of them. My buddy Vortigan also found 4 for me in Texas.
Nice. That's a good.
That has me excited. He's going to send those to me, and I'll build them too.
Yeah, you're
right,
saying.
Let's see here.
Yeah. Drum
you,
roll,
you
please.
You taunt me.
Yeah,
hey,
you
can
gotta,
I see
you
it?
Gotta... No. What'd you get?
I got Beastman. Hello, Skeletor.
Which one? You got the red one? The flocked one? The regular
one? The
red
one. I am the red one, Skeletor. Can you not see me? You will not
nice.
Always command me.
Well.
That's pretty cool. This
is
a red one, like from the comic.
Yeah, they're
good?
Pretty badass, those Walmart ones. I'm, you know, ever since last week's podcast, Andrew really's got me thinking, like, what is these other stores gonna – I'm really hoping that it's just not, you know, repaints again. Hopefully it'll be something really nice.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll be coming, you
these
know,
are pretty,
soon.
These pretty cool, man. These are really well made. I'm surprised.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get hooked. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they are really cool figures.
They are.
They are by far something. Themselves with these figures. I'm really impressed with them.
Awesome.
I can't believe it. Yeah, you waited.
Come here, you
for the show.
Fool. Yes, Skeletor.
How long have you had them now without opening them? I definitely wouldn't be able to go through. What'd you have for like 5 days now?
Yeah, I sat there on it for about 5 days waiting for you guys to do the waiting for the podcast so that I could unveil it. Oh, he's got a little whip.
Yeah, it comes with a whip.
And it comes with a little card.
Yes, it does. And the cards are the way you can tell if they're authentic, because there are people who are making gold He-Man customs, and people are like, oh crap, I'll give you like... $1,000.
Yeah. Well, they really don't even one of them.
Yeah.
I love this figure. I like it because it is red like the old comic.
Correct.
And that was the one that I really liked.
Yeah.
Because it was always iconic.
It was very beast-like. It was very beast-like.
And he was more menacing to me. Like, it looked like. I don't know. It's like he looked like an orangutan. Now he looks like a baboon, you know?
Like a beast.
Which is okay. He looks like an orange baboon. But the thing, my favorite picture is the one where He-Man has him lifted up over his head.
Yeah.
And is about to toss him, and Teela's in the background, and Skeletor's like about to get his head just punched in by Man at Arms, you know?
Okay.
That's one of my favorite pictures of all time. I love
nice.
That picture. And then the remake that one of my buddies did, man, he did a painting of it, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And I really appreciate how he did Teela, because Teela has his axe, and she's just sitting there behind him, like looking right at his butt, like, looking at He-Man's butt, like, what a man.
What, did he paint this himself?
Yeah, dude. You know, it's all over the forum, all over the different He-Man. Oh, crap. My hand came off. Oh, it's a ball and joint. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
like,
they come off. It's nothing to get
that's
crazy about.
That's funny.
Dude, yeah. All right.
You thought you broke it. I'm sorry. That's kind of
broke
funny.
It. It's got a little wit now.
You brought your own, broke your little He-Man already.
You, when you well, have a problem, Skeletor, you must whip it.
So,
little Grayskull Diva.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely. Did y'all want to talk about some of the new acquisitions from this week?
Yeah, sure.
So,
who wants to go first?
Well, I was gonna go first if it's cool with y'all. But
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
no.
I picked up someone on eBay has been selling these Castle Grayskull full-sized real flags of the flag from Castle Grayskull.
That's so badass.
It's the night side. It's the day, not the night side. It's the day side.
You
but
wanna
I got
get,
the flag
that's
in.
For me, right?
What?
You're going to send that to me?
Nope.
Damn.
It's really nice. They're not a price either. I think they're like $25 or something.
Really? How big is
that's
it?
That's
a regular flag.
Like an American flag you'd fly in your yard.
Yes. Only it's Castle Grayskull daytime.
Is it?
That's awesome.
Tell me about the quality.
It's nylon. It's not great quality. I don't know if I'd wash this or put it out
in the yawn. You couldn't like fly it like a regular flag and tear up.
No, I mean, you could fly it like a regular flag, but it's not really, I don't believe it's really of an outdoor quality. It's kind of like a band flag. Like, I've got a Misfits flag.
You put it on the back of your wall, yeah.
Yeah, you put it on your wall, kind of like a Misfits flag that I've got, that I've had for a long time. You know, it works really well like that. So. Whatever that was.
Hey, yeah,
my dog snapping out.
How about you, Brian? What'd you get?
I think I got a couple of loyal subjects, like Power Rangers. That was about it.
You bought the Power Ranger one?
I like how he has so much money, yeah, and buys so much stuff that he's like, I think I got this. I'm not even sure anymore. I just tossed money out
of
the window.
Yeah, the Masters of the Universe just got me hooked, man. And I bought all the G.I. Joe and
so
the
good. I can't stop playing with it.
Yeah.
I don't play with toys unless my son is here. And I'm like, getting this one. And this one's mine.
And then, of course, I got the rest of the Walmart figures, the He-Man loyal subject ones. I got the Flock Beast Man.
Oh, did you? How much did you pay for your Flock Beast Man?
I don't know, like 60 or 50. I don't think I paid a ridiculous amount. I've seen them go for a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I got them. That's all that matters.
I have fancy flocking on me, Skeletor. You have no power over me.
Well, have you picked up any of the other, you picked up some of the purple ones, right? Or is it the blue one? The blue Skeletor?
The clear one? Yeah, I think I have three of them, actually.
Oh my god.
For some reason, I just kept buying. I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but yeah, I picked three of them up, I believe. I know for sure two. I think three.
Which colors do you have?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they made blue, purple, and clear. So you've got all blue?
Oh, I don't even know. Maybe I do have different colors. I have to check that out.
Okay.
None of them are clear. They're either blue or purple. Hopefully, maybe I got two different colors. That'd be better than the same one.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I know that they made a lot of different, like the glow in the dark and the different colors.
The Comic-Con variants. Website Comic-Con variants.
All those. I'm just waiting now, hopefully. You know, like you said last week, that Hot Topic's supposedly going to have a wave of figures.
Correct.
Someone doesn't go buy them all.
Really curious, what it's going to be. Again, hopefully it's something worthwhile.
I'm thinking we're going to probably see Moss Man again. And I know we're going to see –
I hope so.
I hope we're going to see Moss Man. And then I think we're going to see Anti-Eternian He-Man again.
We are. It's on the I've seen pics. Yep, it's on my card.
Yeah, he's on the Walmart card. Him and the gold He-Man.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna see a gold He-Man, but we'll see something. I'm sure, like so.
Yeah, probably like a silver or bronze or something. Yeah. To that nature.
Hey, if you get a gold one, are you like Willy Wonka?
Yeah, I mean it's like it's one of 20,000. It's like winning the lottery, man.
Well, I know I won't get
is
it.
There, how many? I thought they only made one.
They did.
They made more than one.
No, they only made the one. Right? It's one gold He-Man. So, yeah. I mean, if you get it, it's like winning the lottery. You like
if you get it, don't drink the fizzy drink.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you gotta
remember in Willy Wonka. You don't want to touch
the ceiling. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't touch the ceiling.
Yeah.
You win nothing. Good day, sir.
Great movie. This is definitely a great movie.
The Gene Wilder version is so much better.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan, but the new one was – I turned it off. I couldn't even –
it was watchable to me.
I couldn't even do
but
it.
But it wasn't it was Gene bad. Wilder. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Gene Wilder is just, you know, you can't redo Gene Wilder.
Correct.
Sorry.
It was painful to watch the other one.
I didn't think it was painful. I just
bad. And again, like I said, Johnny Depp, out of anybody out there, I confidence in him doing the part well. And I, again, like I said, I turned it off. I couldn't even bear to watch it. It was horrible.
And these figures are amazing. With
the same little guy.
I need more Skeletor.
They definitely are pretty good. Hey, by the way, has anybody picked up the new He-Man versus Thundercats comic?
I don't think it's out yet.
Is it out already?
I thought it came out last week. Maybe it's coming out this week then.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. I was there last week too. I bought
Save us.
My comic shop got me a whole case of Loyal Subjects of the regular variety, so I have a whole other unopened case in my office.
Much it's like our fans, my local shop hates me. They would never do that.
Yeah. Well, I had to buy it, but they reserved it for me like a year ago. Oh,
how much did you buy it for? What is it, like 270?
It was 200 for the case.
Good googly moogly.
Hey, Brian.
You people have too much money.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Quick update. He-Man Thundercats 5 comes out on the 15th of this
week. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks. Okay, I got confused. Okay. have you traveled to any new stores this week?
No, not
public about.
I did not this week, but a couple weeks ago I did go to one that was in Detroit.
Nice.
Not so nice. It was. No? It was. Okay,
was
like
it
I called
toy store, a comic shop, or
it was a comic
what type
shop
of store was it?
Slash vintage shop. Like they sold vintage toys, figures, you know, out of print, like those Todd McFarlane figures, comics, things like that, right?
Okay.
So I go in, and I called them first because I didn't want to waste my time. I said, "Hey, man, do you have any He-Man? He-Man figures, Master of the Universe? Oh, Master of the Universe? Oh, yeah, we got a lot. We got a bunch. Yeah, we got them." I was like, are they loose? Or, like, in a package? How did... We got them. They're here. I've seen them. Well, okay, so whatever. The guy apparently didn't care. So I go down there, and I see some figures in a glass, like,
display case.
Like you open up.
Well,
China cabinet.
Dish figures?
No, you put dishes in the cabinet. What is that called?
China cabinet.
Thank you, a china cabinet. And it's locked. And there is a full Castle Grayskull in there where I could see that it was missing parts. And a sign that said, "Complete, we're pretty sure."
Well, at least they were honest about it.
At least they were honest about it. They wanted to sell He-Man and, like, they had five figures laying there.
Okay.
And I don't mean they were standing. I mean they were laying. Like I couldn't even look at them to see if they could stand or not. And they wanted $35 for these things.
For each figure?
Well, for He-Man, Skeletor... I want to say Buzz Off was $20. It was like, I was like, what?
Was it a good condition?
They didn't even have all the
though?
Accessories, right? So I go to, so the guy behind the counter is on his computer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was doing work or if he was playing a game. Or if he was,
he was
just
playing
an
Conan.
Asshole.
He was playing
he
Conan.
He might have been playing with dicks on Conan. I don't know. But I'm sitting there going, okay, I was told that you guys had some He-Man figures. He looks up at me and goes, shrugs and says, I can't help you. He goes back to his computer. And I was like, do you work here? Yeah. Okay. And the way he was moving his hands told me he was playing a game, probably World of Warcraft or something. So I go all the way around the store looking and looking and looking. They had absolutely nothing else. Not even a smidgen. Not even like a comic. Didn't even have the new comic.
Ooh.
Well, I go and I go up to the guy, another guy. And I'm like, do you got anything else besides the stuff in the case? He says, if it's not in the case, it ain't here. And I'm like.
Real helpful.
So I just drove 20 minutes to come down here so that I could look at overpriced figures that I could find in a bargain bin at a flea market. Thanks, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bought something off a guy on the internet too, and I remembered why I don't do that.
Oh, why? What'd you get?
Well, he had Castle Grayskull.
Okay.
With what appeared to have all the accessories.
Nice. Right?
Even the bar that the elevator rides up and down on.
Yeah.
The picture was right where it needed to be. Operational. He had the cowl for the Talon fighter.
Okay.
And he had Point Dread with the crossbar. And as you all know, I've been looking for the crossbar forever, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I said, does the whole Point Dread come with this thing? I didn't think to word my words correctly. Because I assumed he probably would know I mean the entire freaking thing. Because it all comes together.
Correct.
So why would I mean I just want the top of the daggone thing, right?
Yeah.
It had that purple bird, the evil bird.
Screech.
Right, Screech.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like half of it was in the picture, so I didn't pay any attention to it. Had a bunch of other bits that I didn't care about. He offered me $60 for it. I said, okay, sure, I'll take it. But I want to ask around first. He's like, well, I have a very good reputation, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I asked somebody. They said,
selling himself.
Well, I've seen him around, you know. I've never seen a complaint about him. And I'm like, okay. And he said, and I said, well, when you send it, show me a picture of the stamp on the box, and I'll send you the PayPal. Sorry, I don't operate that way. You send me the money, I send you the box. I'm like, I've never done this before. Maybe that's normal. Okay, I don't know. So I send him the money. He sends it to me. He does. He sends it in a box that looks like it was mounted by the Rhino that mounted Andrew's character. And it was disheveled. I open it up. It has a light wrapping of that unpoppable bubble wrap. So not only do I now know this guy just wants to see the world burn, because who uses unpoppable bubble wrap? It's just evil. But it was real loose. Like, it didn't even protect anything. I pull out the box. I really should have taped the whole thing for everybody. I pull out the Castle Grayskull. The door looked like it was in good shape. The latches were there. There was just that one part on the very back that the black always rubs off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. And that's normal, right? You don't have, you know, that happens. I open it up. He had left everything loose inside the castle. Now,
I'm sorry, this sounds bad.
Screech's foot was broken off.
Okay, it was broken off inside the package.
No, it was broken off. Like,
they didn't have
it had two feet. Pieces. He tossed them both in the damn thing.
Wow,
see, if you hate this deal you got, if you got a bad deal on this, what you need to do is you need to actually take pictures and go to PayPal with this stuff. Because if you paid him through PayPal and he kind of messed you over, you can take care of it.
Well, this PayPal. The problem.
Yeah.
Okay. The way he worded the ad was as is. He just very cleverly disguised the problems with the castle. The,
okay.
The elevator looked like a rabbit.
He may have said as is.
Snapped off.
He may have said as is, but
you can still try to return it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say, you know, if it's as is, you know, this whole thing that you're telling us, it sounds like he was still misrepresenting what he was selling you.
Feels like it, but also I'm wondering, because sometimes when I get mad, I don't think things out, right? I just do. So I don't know if I'm being unreasonable or not about how I feel about this. And like where it showed in the picture that the bar was working and the elevator was there, there was stress marks. It was clearly snapped, and it was like thrown into the box. It wasn't like it broke in transit. And if it did break in transit, I feel really, because he says it was okay.
But when he sent it,
I'm not stupid, and I know the difference between old damage and new damage.
Yeah,
and that was old damage.
Yeah,
and it looks like he really in the picture tried his best to hide all the damage, right? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if he sent it and it broke in transit too, like, you know, like kind of like he's saying, oh, well, it was fixed when I got, you know, when I sent it. If it's broken,
it's his responsibility.
Yeah, it's still the seller's responsibility. So, yeah, you have complete ability to contact this person and say, hey, you know, this is not right. But I mean, that's if you want to. I did,
and he was kind of like really. He had it prepared. His response prepared. I could tell.
Okay. PayPal.
Yeah, take it to PayPal.
Go over his head.
PayPal.
Yeah, I might have to do that because when I told him,
if you're not happy,
you know, I didn't do this. It was like this already. I bought it working. You know, say hey, you know, this is not what I wanted to do. And the guy's not doing it himself. I mean,
yeah. Well, he forgot he even forgot the point dread. And
so did he ship
it?
When I told him I don't have the point dread, he almost outright called me a liar. And I told him, look, there's a lot of things people can say about me, and it's all true, but no one can call me a liar. Okay. I can say everybody, even the people who hate me more than anything, will tell you, I do not lie. I mean, I have a lot of other problems, but I do not lie. And so I know you're not calling me a liar, because all I got to do is get on my podcast and ask. And he was like, oh, wait, I found it, and sent me a picture of it on his table as soon as I said that.
That's so much BS. Like, how do you just find it?
He's supposed to send it to me. I'm waiting for it. But he sent me the blue cowl to the Talon Fighter.
You know what?
And the thing is, when I asked him point blank, is the whole point dread here? The whole thing? Crossbar? Everything? Yeah, absolutely. And then his next post was all exactly as shown. So then I'm like,
that's just
maybe
him covering
he just
himself.
Forgot. About the Talon Fighter, right? Maybe he just forgot it. Nope. He just, for some reason, he thought I wanted that piece
but
of crap.
He's going to send it to you now, no?
Well, here's what you need to do. Instead of him sending it to you, because it's just going to cause you more problems, contact PayPal and say, you know, I was supposed to receive all this stuff. You know, he still hasn't shipped this to me, and the things are broken.
I'm giving him a week to ship it.
A week longer than I did.
Don't give him time. Don't give him time, because time is the clock's already going down. As soon as
you have 90 or 30. It got changed like last year. It's 90 now. It's been 90 for a little while now.
Then yeah, this happened last Friday.
So, I don't think it's going to go great for you, but I'd suggest doing the call into PayPal. But hey. You know, we're just your friends.
I'll do it, man. I'll listen to you guys.
I would definitely.
Okay.
Hey, pal.
So it sounds like
anyone knows anything about this kind of crap, it's Brian.
Yeah, I'm telling you, go to PayPal. If you're that happy and you give somebody your hard-earned money? And then I do
that, that goes for our fans as well. That goes for our listeners and fans as well. You know, you order something, you know, He-Man related online, and they don't ship you what you're supposed to get. I mean, you have, well, in most cases, the power. You have the power.
The thing is, he sent me the picture, but the picture was so misrepresented to me when I finally got it. Like the leg that was broken was out of the picture.
Yeah, see, that's just, that's
really,
that's, yeah, that's cleverness. I mean, I've had that years ago. I bought my brother these banners of retired New York Rangers players, and the guy cleverly took pictures to show that they were different size or whatever. He cropped out the package and everything. So when I got the thing, it was this tiny little package, and there was like 10 of these flags in them. And meanwhile, I spent like $500 expecting this huge package.
And so then what did you order?
I ordered hockey team. They have what they do is when they're the players retire, they have their banners hanging from the ceiling of Madison Square Garden. So usually what they'll do is the night they retire their numbers, they give out the flags for free.
Okay.
So this guy had a collection of them all. But meanwhile, they were like two inches by 4 inches, not, you know, the regular size flag.
Okay.
Or a banner or whatever. So the guy, you know, like I said, he cleverly took pictures to hide the size and this and that. And I went to PayPal and I showed them and told them what I got and this and that. And they believed me and I got my money back. He wrote even in his thing, no refunds, no as is, sold as is, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's what this guy did.
And not right, because it, you know, he misrepresented and tried to sell me something that wasn't. Was selling.
What's going on? What's that sound?
Are you
cooking?
No idea.
Right now?
I'm starting up my van. I'm getting gas.
Okay.
And not Brian Ozone gas either, like gasoline.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about something else besides the stuff that we got recently. You know, we've got a lot of stuff to looking forward to, but you know, one thing that we haven't talked about in a while is Comic-Con. Comic-Con, tickets go on sale in the next month or so, and San Diego just recently posted that if you want to buy tickets this year, make sure you have your member ID. I know I'm planning on going. But I don't know if any of our listeners do.
I'm sure they are.
I want to give you kind of like a PSA on Comic-Con. If you want to plan on going to Comic-Con this year, it is hard to get there. But for our listeners, you know, if you have not already signed up for, you need to sign up for a member ID from Comic-Con International. It's free,
right,
and it gives you the availability of possibly getting tickets. Again, it's so hard. You lucked out a couple years ago, though, right, Brian? How did you get in?
Yeah, Julian gave me – he had an extra ticket.
Okay, so
I got
my friend
his ticket.
Gave you one of his tickets, which is pretty, pretty awesome. Yes. I mean, it is hard to get tickets to Comic-Con, no doubt, right?
It's very frustrating. Even New York Comic-Con the tickets here have gotten really, really tough. The weekend tickets, the Saturday and Sunday tickets, are so bad. I mean, I used to be able to just, you know, pay practically and get tickets and go. Now, last year they sold out. I had to get like a Thursday night or like the preview night, and the night screwed up, and I didn't even get to go. It sucked. I was actually going to bring my wife and kids. It would have been their first con. New York Comic Con has gotten a lot better over the past couple of years in attendance wise and product, what they have. It's gotten a lot better. I think they're trying to give San Diego a run for their money.
Yeah.
But I mean, San Diego, you're so close to Hollywood. I mean, you know, they'll never ever get the same type of, you know, panels and stuff like that.
Yeah, New York Comic Con. Yeah. I mean, San Diego is a mess. I mean, it's great. It's a fun mess, but it is a mess.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get tickets. You know, every year it's nerve-wracking. You know, you're sweating bullets, and they sell out within an hour. So, yeah.
It's very stressful. I can't. I get nervous around that many people. There's just too many people.
When I was at San Diego, it really wasn't as crowded as I thought it was going to be. And New York Comic Con is way more crowded. More people.
I think it's a smaller space. I think it's a smaller space in.
The Javits Center is gigantic here in the city.
Yeah,
go
but I mean,
it's still Con exclusives.
And again,
bring them back up to me.
As every year goes on, they're getting more and more people to show up, and more cosplayers too. I mean, it's amazing how many of these kids are getting dressed up every year.
Yeah,
I want to go as Beer Belly He-Man.
That won't be hard, will it?
No, it's actually I don't know if you've never been to New York Comic Con, have you, Andrew?
I've never been to New York. I was gonna plan on doing it at some point in time with you, probably. So, well, maybe not. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, Comic Con's definitely cool. I mean, I like to go Sunday because it's the last day, and you usually get good deals. Because people don't want to pack everything up and bring it home; they want to get rid of it. So I try to go on a Sunday. It's always fun. But
it is.
I mean, I know.
Brian.
He knew you knew some people when we were there too. You knew some of the people that were working some of the booths, I guess, right? Like some of the dealers that were just selling toys and such.
Yeah. Well, that's my thing, man. I love toys. You know that, so you get especially if you're going to the same cons and stuff like that. So. You get to know the sellers, and there's a couple of them actually that go to PowerCon that you know they give me their inventory before they go, so that they before I get there, so that I don't have the chance of not getting because I usually go. I get there like I'll leave New York Saturday morning like 4 a.m. and show up there like 10 a.m.
Nice,
and then. Yeah, it's usually what I do, and then I'll stay the one night or two nights. It depends. This year, I'm only staying one night for PowerCon. I'm just staying until Sunday.
Next year, me and you will drive down in my van, bring you back. Dollar, I'll give you 50 cents a mile. It'll be cheaper than spending the tickets on the airplane. Just saying.
Yeah, but you get to sleep.
I'll even strap you down with the E-strap.
That's
no, you'll get to sleep. Does this smell like chloroform to you?
I can't smell it, so I don't know.
Well,
you gotta get to a con, Josh. You would definitely enjoy it. You would love PowerCon.
In one spot.
PowerCon's not that bad. PowerCon is just really the right amount. No, PowerCon is perfect. This year's PowerCon should be pretty good, actually. I'm really looking forward to it.
But it's in freaking California. And I'm fairly sure that if I step foot in California, the ground will swallow me up and spit me out in Arizona.
How that works, I don't know. But hey, go for it.
Are you going, Andrew, to PowerCon this year?
I still don't know. It's still up in the air.
It's still up in the air?
Yeah, I got a Teacher of the Year interview like next week, and I got a bunch of BS I got to figure out for the rest of the year. So, you know, go figure.
Okay. Yeah.
Who knows? But no, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Comic-Con, though, is my thing. Comic-Con's my bag. It happens during the summertime. I'm a teacher, so, you know, if it happens during the summertime, like last year's PowerCon did, PowerCon last year started the day after school let out.
It was early.
Yeah, so I literally was, you know, finishing up grading exams, and then I had all my crap packed up. I jumped on a plane. My girlfriend was really nice to drive me there to the airport. I got on a plane, got off the plane, and I was at PowerCon. So
when are you going to marry this woman, man? She seems a lot better than you.
Sometime soon. I'd like to nerdify it. I proposed to a girl a couple years ago at Comic-Con, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was an ex of mine. I proposed at Comic-Con at the Troma booth a couple years ago. So, I mean,
maybe unless you were dressed like Toxic Avenger.
Toxie's in the video. There's a video of my proposal, and she had said yes. Don't get me wrong,
but
Toxie's in the video.
Oh, no, this isn't that kind of.
Yeah, this is not that kind of podcast. But no, it just didn't work out. No hard feelings.
Are you going to MondoCon this year?
No idea. Honestly, MondoCon last year, I didn't even go. I mean, there was no He-Man stuff last year other than the prototypes to show off. The year before, they actually had He-Man posters and pins. So, I mean, I'm not making any expectations. You don't know what it's going to be like
this year. I mean, well, hopefully they get these figures out already. I mean, it's ridiculous how long it's taken them.
Yeah, the
Mondo. It's like 4 years now, right? 3 years, 4 years?
No, it's 2 years since the prototypes.
Is it? I thought.
This MondoCon will be the second year. This October will be the second year since they've shown off the prototypes originally. But I mean, that remains to be seen because they're still working on the turtles that they showed off 3 years ago. Like, I've gotten one of four turtles, so. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm okay. I can wait a little longer. You got to think, you know, good quality products require time.
Yeah. Well, they only showed off He-Man, Skeletor, and Faker, right? They haven't shown off anybody else yet?
They haven't shown anything besides He-Man, Skeletor, and Faker.
Right.
And so, I would kill just to find a reasonably priced
Faker?
No, any of them. Just reasonably priced. It's like, $35.
What's the price range for those, you think, Andrew? What are they going to go for? Like $200 less?
No, I remember at Comic-Con, weren't you there? No, you weren't there. It was Brian. Okay, so at Comic-Con, they told us it'd be about $150 to $200 is what they're talking about each. I normally would buy extras, but I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to be in a box format that you can easily open and put away. They're in put away, you know, in the box when you're done. So you won't need like an opener and a saver for these kind of figures.
Right. Yeah,
that's really
nice. What are these things? What are they?
They're six scale action figures. It looks like
if they are $200, then they had better be made of pure gold.
They're
diamonds for eyes.
They're 12 inches tall, though.
Well, yeah, they come with a lot of accessories, a lot of different weapons. Doesn't Skeletor come with a relay?
They're really, really nice quality. It's not like a normal 6-inch figure. If you think about it, a 6-inch figure is $30, right? $30 or more sometimes. Sometimes less. Yeah. You know, you can get them cheap. But these are going to be low production orders. They did 300 for each of the turtles originally. So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, they did more later on. I think they did a second order of them. But so, I mean, it's not going to be a large scale thing. You got to think it's going to be for the fans, not for everybody.
Right.
I wish.
Not that I'm saying
would.
It should be $600 or something.
Now, how does that work? Is it like a subscription that you can get all three, or you have to go online at
good
the
question.
Sale date of each one of them?
Turtles, they had a subscription. We'll see if they do a subscription for He-Man. Who knows? For the Turtle subscription, they included a art print that they're going to give to us at the end that was done by Jason Edmondson, who is doing the Super 7 reaction figures for He-Man. You know those art prints they have on the reaction figures? He did the art for those. He also did the Skeletor sitting by the fire picture.
What's a reaction?
They're like retro-looking figures. They're 3 and 3
like the old Star Wars type figure. Yeah.
Oh, those! I didn't like those. I didn't like the way they looked.
Well, of course you did.
I think I like them. I thought they did a good job for those.
Well, I mean,
too bad we didn't get
them
30 years ago, though.
I saw them in that shop down in Dallas.
Oh, you saw some reactions? Yeah, like, he has some
of
the reactions there.
And I was like, too rich for my blood and too ugly for that money.
They're not expensive.
How much was
they
selling them?
I think they were selling them for 15.
I don't remember now.
They're selling them for 15.
They're like $10, $15.
Yeah.
A piece. And they're tiny.
Correct.
Yeah, well, that's the point of it. The whole point of it. They're supposed to be better.
Like, there's people who like that style.
When they were partnered with Funko, they were only like $7 or $8 a piece usually. But since they've done these on their own, in fact, Super 7 owns the Reaction line again. That in fact, Funko is not involved anymore. But since that started happening, you know, again, they went from a larger company that can do all kinds of crazy manufacturing to a much smaller company. So the price went up a couple bucks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, it went from like technically they were $10. It went from 10 to 15. So they went.
Okay, it went
50%.
Up by half. That's a lot.
It is, but it's also it's a small.
It's right. It's what you got to take into account. Like Andrew just said, it's a smaller company putting out either want it or you don't.
Well, I want it. Like I want it because it's He-Man, right?
Correct.
But I don't want it because it's just so freaking expensive. and like I want to see. Here's why I feel so strongly about stuff being in stores is because, number one, it breathes life into the product. You walk by, you see it. You are notified that it exists because you walk by it and you buy it and you play with it. If it's online, unless you know it's there, you're not going to know, right? So you can't bring in new fans, right? Like a kid who never seen He-Man before sees the figure like, oh, man, I got to have that figure. It comes with the comic book. Well, you're not going to get that online. You know, that's the kind of thing that you only get in store. The other reason is because when I buy stuff for myself, which, you know, we're broke. We're not rich people. We're not wealthy people. We're not even like above the poverty line people.
Oh,
but when I buy things for myself, I use my road money to do it. And road money is like when I get paid for gas and stuff. And
nice.
Because gas prices dropped, I have some money left over that I can do whatever I want with, buy things, entertainment, food. This goes under entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So I will spend it on – that's how I bought those accessories and stuff at your friend's shop.
Nice. That makes sense.
Was with road money. This is money that – I used to sustain myself on the road, and if at the end of it I need to eat ham sandwiches because I spent all my money, then so be it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone a couple of times where I went about 2 weeks just eating peanut butter and jelly.
Just so you could buy some He-Man toys.
No, it was actually when gas prices were $4 or $5 a gallon all over the U.S.
Yeah.
And when I would get to my drop-off, I'd have $10 left. And I would have to buy like food with it. And to try to conserve money, I would go and I would buy like two loaves of bread, some peanut butter and jelly. So that I wasn't spending all my money.
Makes sense. You
know? Yeah, so it's not an easy life, but it keeps our bills paid. So
yeah.
Whatever.
Is that how you got the Royal Subject figures?
Yeah. I used my own. Well, the one I just showed you guys, Beastman, was the one I bought it with my own. Vortigern bought the ones he found, and he's sending them to me, and he won't let me pay them back. So when you're a 6'5" Viking, you can pretty much do what you want. So I don't even bother trying to struggle. He's a great guy. You know, he's got a big heart. And so I'm going to be excited when I get those in. Because I know he's going to be excited and want to see what's in them. So hopefully we get some good rare figures out of his lot, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool. That'd be really nice to be doing.
Yeah. And, yeah, like, So we got so right now I'm looking for the mini comic compilation book.
Yeah.
And
you definitely need that.
Comic strips, like the newspaper strips.
Yeah, that one actually comes out this week. My copy is hopefully somewhere coming in the mail soon. For those really, you know, you should, and most of our buyers can as well. I mean, Amazon's usually got a fairly good deal on those. Not gonna
that's where I usually get all my stuff from. I get
my wife
buys
a bunch of stuff from Amazon also.
I mean, there's lots of places to get that stuff, though. So Amazon's not the only place, but I'm just specifying that Amazon's pretty good on that front.
Yeah, they are really good with that, actually. And they do a lot of the pre-sale stuff, which is good, too. And I kind of – my wife kind of turned me on to Amazon. She always buys stuff from there, and that's where I learned that from.
Nice.
They're pretty good. I kind of like it. And plus – My Chase credit card, I can use my points on there as cash, so that works out too.
They screwed me over big time, dude. They did.
Man, we have a podcast just for issues that have happened to you.
I know, really.
I have been around a while, and I have been pushed into making very bad decisions by people who are important to me and very, very, very persistent. And less concerned with the effect it has on me and more concerned with that I just do what they say. And basically the housing market crashed. I lost my house and everything I owned. And I had to live on my credit card. And what I didn't realize, because I had always paid it off immediately at the end, I was paying 28% interest.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, and they really raked me over the coals. So we're still paying it off 10 years later.
Jeez, dude, I'm sorry.
Eh, whatever. Crap happens, then you cry. If I wanted a safe life, I'd get a safety pin and hide in a classroom somewhere. At a university where I can have a safe space.
Okay.
And play with Play-Doh and cry because Trump's president.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, okay, I'm the kind of person, I make a mistake, fine, I own it, I take care of it, I don't beg people for help, I just do it, right? I mean, even if it's not my fault, at it, so fundamentally it is my fault, right? So I don't like if someone bugged me to do it and I did it, it's my fault because I did it, right? I had the free will to say no, I'm not doing this, right? But I didn't use that free will, so it's fundamentally, the end result is it's my fault that this happened. So whatever.
So the newspaper book comes out this week, right?
Yeah, it comes out. It's been out. If you're in a comic shop or you have a comic shop you can go to, it came out this last week on Wednesday. If you are waiting on Amazon, Amazon's shipping it in like another week or two.
Nice.
So we got some time.
I have never read a He-Man comic strip. I didn't know it existed.
I have. I remember reading them. I bought a few. Like 2 years ago, I have a few, but I don't remember them from back in the day. I remember reading them.
Right.
From my understanding, they continued the old Filmation TV show.
Yeah,
that's what they were back in the day.
Yeah, and I believe that there's a new character, like a Royal Guard type guy. Unless I'm thinking of another country, but I believe that. Character in it now, so
I would love to hear and see an English translated version written and spoken of the anti-Eternian story. Like, I used to know German.
They have, besides having a German comic
anymore.
Do you have the comic book version?
I have all of I have every single German tape they ever made.
Okay, but
I
not
have
the
it digitally. That's it. I don't have.
You they're all on YouTube actually too. If you want,
correct.
But they're in German.
Yeah. But it's what happened? Like, it's subtitles. I want an actual English version that I don't have to sit.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Correct. That I can listen to while I drive.
So. There's some German gentlemen who are making a comic book that is they take the old audio plays or the audio stories, whatever you call them, and they turn them into comic books. I've got one of the books in the living room actually here at my house, and it's got a version of the comic that's all in English and a version of the comic that's all in German, but it's a comic book adaptation of that story.
So it's like they took the book itself.
Correct.
And used all of the descriptive stuff and turned it into a comic book.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It really is. They do a really good job with them. In fact, I think they were available in Grayskull Con out in Germany this year.
Right.
A friend of mine picked me up one, and I'm really, really thankful for him. He's a nice guy. But yeah, I think they're – well, no.
Send it to me.
You got to think about this. I mean, these guys are made by starving artists.
Oh, yeah.
Do it now.
I'm not about to scan it for anyone, I'm sorry to say.
Get in there, Papa.
Next time I see you, maybe you can borrow it or read it for like a day or
absolutely,
few
yeah. No, I'm not going to borrow it for a year. I can chew through that thing so fast. Trust
I'm sure
me,
you
I
could.
Read fast.
So, and, yeah, we'll have to do that the next time we see each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is definitely a con that I would love to attend. Everybody
Andrew.
Who goes to it, all the pictures, it just seems like it's just.
Oh, you're talking about
Grayskull
Con.
Cool
I thought you were talking about a con of me and Josh meeting. I was like,
dude,
oh,
no.
That would
con
be a weird con.
If we had a booth, would be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, no. I talked about Grayskull. Grayskull Con to me just seems so cool.
It would be kind of fun.
It definitely would be. It would definitely be something cool to be attending. And just the cool stuff that they have just for the actual con itself. Like they usually have like a mini comic or...
They do.
You know, they have like their own exclusives, which is really something cool.
They do. It's a lot of fun. I would
like to, yeah.
It's a fun... It sounds like a fun place to go. That's where I need to go next. Before I make a trip for New York Con, I'm going to probably have to.
We're all going to crash on Brian's couch. And then he's going to wake up to an empty He-Man room.
Yeah.
Nah, I got a lock on my door, pal.
Yeah, you have kids, right? You have kids. So how does that work? Like how does playing with your toys and being around the kids work?
They know what they can touch, what they can't touch. I have things that are open that they know they can play with. Years ago, like 4 years ago or 3 years ago, my daughter was like one, and I must have fell asleep, and she opened up like my vintage weapons pack. I was like, when I woke up,
oh
I was so
God.
Mad.
That is
opening
so,
up
that's
everything.
Worth the money.
That's awesome.
Oh, can I have it now? No.
No. I might have sold it, actually. I don't even know.
He
traded
it
or something.
He sold it by showing everybody that, you know, it wasn't opened, and then, hey, it must have been the mail. I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's what happened, I bet. Brian knows that he's a shifty man. I like how
my,
he tied
my
that
daughter...
back in, too. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, my daughter was definitely at fault for that. My son, as soon as I woke up, he's like, she did it. It was funny.
You're at fault for that. A one-year-old isn't at fault for really
anything. Yeah, opening toys, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Brian.
What are you going to do?
I've been having trouble finding the accessories I want, like He-Man's axe and sword. I know, you can buy it online, but I've been trying to find it.
It's expensive.
I get the blue ones. I get a lot of the blue ones. But I don't
Yeah, it's
get...
the weapons pack.
Those are fun.
Yeah, they're fun. But, I mean, I have weapons in his hands, you know. So.
Yeah, I want to get the axe that has the guard that goes around his hand.
I have that. That's from the Virus He-Man. It's what,
I must have missed that one. I don't remember a Virus He-Man.
It's essential. It's a virus He-Man because it's He-Man, but over time that plastic starts to look like he's got Velcro.
A little red pox. Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, no.
Oh wait. Okay.
No, it's essentially Venezuelan He-Man is the virus one, and so that's where I got mine with the guard. I actually got a deal like a couple months ago. It wasn't a bad deal.
I'd like to find this He-Man shield too. I have not been able to find that anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't.
The regular shield?
Yeah, just the shield. Really? Like I have a shield that's He-Man's shield that my son plays with. That's like he can put it on his arm.
Nice.
But I don't have like the toy one that goes on He-Man. I can't.
Dude,
I like
Brian's got like 50 of those. Make Brian give you one.
Dude,
all my vintage stuff is put away.
Where he's got
the old boxes.
Yeah, he's
got. I'll take it off your hands since you don't want it. Obviously, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, his vintage stuff isn't even on display. He doesn't want
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't need it.
It's not. I actually don't have any vintage. I have a couple of the mint on card out, but other than that, they're all put away.
I really need
so,
to.
So you're saying your mint on card ones are ready to be opened, right?
Yeah. they're in clamshells. They're pretty high on the wall. My kids can't get to them.
I really need to figure out a way to display the figures that I'm going to display. Like, I have Battle Armor He-Man and Battle Armor Skeletor in mint condition.
Nice.
I have Tila. I have two Evil Lynns. And my daughter was obsessed with playing with Evil Lynn, so I gave her
You're
one
smoking,
of them.
Brian. We can hear you.
Yeah,
we can hear you. Crack. You're 30 cc's of pot.
I do drugs. Okay. I don't smoke weed.
I inject pots into my eyeball.
I'm sure you do.
It made me gay.
Okay.
But anyway, I have an in perfect condition Cobra Khan, but my son has lost one arm and the head, and I don't know where either of those things are.
That's sad.
Yeah, you know, and I have another.
That's not mint condition anymore.
No, it's not been chewed on. It's not broken. The legs are tight. Everything. Speaking of which,
some
the
parts.
Legs, I have, dude, the leg and the head and the arm are hanging around somewhere. I'll find it eventually. But I don't sweat stuff like that. I don't worry about that. But the guy, okay. There is a guy I know who's a massive He-Man fan. There's some stuff going
Brian?
On right now, and I'm not going to worry yet. Well, besides Brian. But I didn't know he was a He-Man fan until recently. And he didn't know I was, you know? And we always got along, and I never understood why, because no one gets along with me. So I knew something weird was going on. Well, eventually it comes out that he's a He-Man fan, but he has all his toys from when he was a kid, but when he gave them to his kids, the rubber bands had dry rotted.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Of course, legs snapped off. So I need to sit down. I'm going to sit down with him, and me and him are going to sit down. We're going to fix all his toys. Now, I have a bunch that need fixed, too, so I'm going to bring those. I just need to sit down and study the videos so I'm sure that I'm right. And then
That was in like mint condition, and I when I actually finally got him, the rubber band was replaced. Yeah.
Which I mean, if they're trying to sell it as a mint condition faker, that's a problem. But I don't mind a fixed figure, you know. And I have like I have so many copies that, you know, some of them I'm gonna paint and like. Shade, you understand what I'm like you know, go from dark to light, make the muscles pop better and give it more, you know,
was that blackwashing?
Kind of like blackwashing, yeah. And, but I'm gonna do dry brushing, not blackwashing. And I'm gonna basically, like, you know, paint the faces so that they have like more distinct figures and popping out better. And then I'm going to, like, put them up on the wall. And I'm going to, like, post pictures of them for the internet and everything when I'm doing it. But my first project that I really need to do, and I'm not sure how I'm going to tackle it. My son has a, it's not a bunk bed. It is, I am going somewhere with this. It is a, like, it could be a bunk bed. Underneath it is just places, is just a empty place to put stuff, right? And I told him that I would turn that into basically Castle Grayskull by Castle Grayskull and leaving, like, the mouth open so he could crawl in and he could have Castle Grayskull to play in under his bed.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's cool.
Well, I just sure how to tackle it because the amount of plywood it would take that to be sturdy where my 3-year-old, my soon-to-be child, and my 5-year-old won't break it.
Yeah.
And chip it and destroy the paint job or what have you. I don't know how to tackle this thing. Because
look up,
the only thing I can think is...
Go look at other like creations and stuff like that and then steal their ideas.
Steal their ideas. Good job.
Serious. If you look at... Look at all the people's creations.
Borrow that, you know, from.
Like,
so heavy is what I'm saying. Like, I was going to use plywood. And the amount of plywood that wouldn't just get kicked in. And I wanted to make it pop. Like, I wanted to put the teeth on separately so it's like a 3D effect. You know? So it looks like the teeth on Castle Grayskull.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can use, you don't have to go crazy and use like 3/4 plywood. You can use like 1/4-inch plywood for your kids.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They definitely won't break that or go through 1/4-inch plywood.
You don't know it's, my children.
I mean, I don't, but 1/4-inch is still pretty, you know, pretty good for kids.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll look around. I mean, I've been formulating the idea in my head. I haven't really come to a conclusion on how I was going to tackle it because I was sitting there thinking, you know, I have a lot of experience with using the foam board that you put in walls, the insulation board. I've used that a lot, but I'm afraid that if I do, they'll tear it up. You know?
Yeah, no, it's pretty thin and weak.
It's not thin. Like, you can get it in different thicknesses, but like you just said, you can break that, you know, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll keep you guys posted on what I decide to do, and I'll post step-by-step support if you guys want, if you're interested.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, it's definitely keep progress or pictures or whatever that's called.
Much like my Masters of the Universe role-playing game.
There you go.
Probably not going to happen.
All right, boys. So let's wrap this show up. It's been a decent-sized show again.
Yes, it has.
So do you guys have anything you want to say before we give it a closeout?
You know, thank you guys for always having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun. Looking forward to talking to y'all next week, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Having you on the show, you're one of us. You can't escape now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You're our friend. All right. You don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So let's, I just want to say, as always, thanks to popculturenetwork.com. Check out Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. Check out the All Encompassing Facebook page. Check out He-Man World, He-Man.org. And I believe that's all I need to say. And until next time, rock on, boys.
Well, if anybody has any ideas, just listening. On, you know, games, making games and things like that. Contact me. I'm easy to find and I don't ever ignore anybody. So I talk to people like I'm talking to y'all now.
He needs lots of people to talk to.
You know what? I'm a lonely, lonely man. And I cry at night. And I need company.
All right, guys.
Oh,
let's wrap this up.
Good night.
All right. Night. Later, boys.
Later.